Are you the last one on the ship? Oh, good. Good. This is the last escape pod. Thank the stars for small miracles. Go on. Get in it. Seems like you're going to be riding with the captain. I was prepared to go down with my ship, but luckily it doesn't seem like it's going to be coming to that. Now hurry up and get a move on. Who knows how much oxygen we have left. Oh, there you are. I'm programming the pod to the nearest dock. I tried to send everyone and the crew to different stations so that no one station would get overloaded. I did everything I could to get the temporal anomaly out of the gamma ray casings, but I was just stuck. The only thing that was left was to abandon ship. Just try again somewhere else with another crew. I'm confident the council is going to be able to reunite us, if not just assign everyone a new station. Probably for the best. Regardless of what happens, it's better than everyone dying thanks to some anomaly that we can't pinpoint the origin of. Port warp is now online. Nanowave pulse generators have charged. The stabilizer moving. Everything's working. Everything is looking good. All right. Preparing for quantum surge in 3, 2, 1. By the time the zinc wave counter overflows, we're going to be at least 800 gigs away. The explosion won't even reach us by then. We're safe. We can breathe easy now. We can actually fucking relax. What a relief. Was that your first time having to evacuate a ship like that? Let us hope that it's going to be your only time, too. Unfortunately for me, it wasn't my first rodeo. The first time I had to evacuate, it was because we were attacked. I was able to rescue the entire crew, and it earned me my promotion to captain. I just didn't think I would end up having to ditch another ship in my career. I mean, what kind of luck is that? Having to ditch one ship one time is bound to happen in this line of work. I mean, we literally travel space for a living. But having two ships? I don't know. It's really the last thing that a captain wants to do. Abandon everything and just lose it all. But the safety of my crew comes first. I wouldn't risk anyone's life for some sort of anomaly like that. We don't even know where it came from. Messing with it could have been more dangerous than the oxygen leak we were already experiencing from it. I think we're going to have to chop it up to some weird coincidence because that's all we can really do, right? There's not, like, something you know that, I don't know, happened? I didn't think so. That would have been way too good to be true, but it never hurts to ask, right? So, what did you do for work aboard the vessel? I don't remember seeing you around my office. Ah, so you weren't too high up. That's why I don't recognize your face. It wasn't often that I got to leave my office to interact with the folks on the lower decks. If I wasn't in a meeting or answering calls, I was filling out paperwork or answering other people's questions. It'll be nice to not have to work on a schedule for 200 people for the next few weeks. It's so rare that I get to have any time off. I've requested it from the higher ups, but they obviously never give it to me. They prefer to work us all like dogs. They like to sugarcoat it, and they say something like, "No one can run a ship like you." So if I'm looking at the silver lining, this is kind of like getting a mini vacation. And so are you. That's gotta feel nice, right? An impromptu break. That's what I mean. We can actually take a break and enjoy ourselves for once. Maybe even get to know each other a bit better. After all, we are going to be in this tiny pod together for a long time. I might be your superior officer, but looking at these circumstances, I think we can forego all formality. I mean, what else are we supposed to do in a tiny space like this? There's only so many variations of 20 questions we can play before we know absolutely everything about each other. There's only so many stories I can recall. So many tales to tell before you think I become boastful and annoying. Considering how little space there is in the pod, it's only a matter of time before one of us cracks. This forced proximity. Whether it's because of my instincts and your curiosity, one of us is going to give in. Snap. It's only natural. What I'm proposing is we make the conscious decision to have some fun together. There's no other way to kill time together, is there? You can say no to me all you want, but we both know that's not going to last. Not when I'm right against you. My skin is almost hot to the touch as you try not to lay against me. But because of how tiny the escape pod is, there is no way that two bodies can be in here without touching. Your body pressed against mine. My knee rests between your thighs as I have one hand on either side of your head. You can feel your breathing picking up. Your stomach feels like it's filled with butterflies as you stare up at me. I keep you pinned beneath me in this cramped pod. It was the only way I could crawl inside and man the controls. Now that we're in autopilot mode, there's not so much that I have to do. All of my attention can be on you. Staring down at you, drinking in all your features, memorizing the look on your face. You're thinking about saying yes, aren't you? Then what's stopping you, my lamb? Are your nerves the only thing stopping you from saying yes? Then, what if I ease your nerves? Make you feel a little bit more comfortable with me? My hand reaches up to caress your cheek. Just like this. Gently brushing against your sensitive skin, I feel you start to lean into my touch. That's not bad, right? I didn't think so. It feels kind of sweet, doesn't it? My hand rests against your cheek as you nuzzle against it, looking into my four glowing eyes and actually seeing your captain for the first time. Never thought you would get this close to the woman in charge, did you? It's okay, little lamb. There's no reason for you to be nervous. We're equals in the escape pod. With no ship, there's no crew for me to command. And that means that this is all your choice. squirming underneath me despite being pinned to the cold metal. There's not enough space for you to wriggle out of this. Mm-mm. You're going to have to give me an answer. There's nowhere for you to go. No place for you to escape to or hide. It's just you and me for the next couple of days. I took care of you aboard the ship, didn't I? Yeah. I can see the desperation on your face, the desire to say yes. Your heart starts to beat faster as you look up at me. Use your words, my lamb. Say yes. Then what are you waiting for? Start grinding yourself against me, little lamb. Rock those hips against my knee. Just like that. Yes. Pressing your crotch against me, applying a pressure as you start to grind. Oh, just like you're doing. It feels good, doesn't it? Bet you've been pent up while you're stuck on the ship. Did you have anyone that you got off with, or did you take care of things yourself? No wonder you were so quick to say yes. Didn't take very much convincing on my part. We had been flying for about 2 or 3 months by the time we had to flee. And you, my precious little lamb, haven't had any help in getting off. Using your own hand, or maybe even a toy if you were lucky. Did you happen to bring one with you? I bet you're the type that got a little embarrassed by the fact that you were allowed to bring a toy with you. The fact that it was even mentioned in the little handbook. And then, the idea of one of your crewmates, or worse, your captain, finding what you used to fuck yourself with? Well, that thought alone made you keep it at home. Except now that we haven't docked, and you haven't been able to find someone to help, you've been pent up, stuck with just your hand. And your hand, well, it's not cutting it these days, is it? Mm-mm. I guess it is a good thing that we ended up sharing a pod, isn't it? You would have been stuck with someone else. Someone who wasn't so understanding of your needs, my lamb. Can you imagine if you had gotten stuck with a prude? How would you have taken care of yourself? Your body was already responding to mine the moment I had to crawl on top to man the controls of this escape pod. Touch starved for any physical affection. Being pinned by your captain and having my knee pressing against you was enough to get you off. Just the slightest touch from me. So eager to be fucked. So excited to feel good. It doesn't matter the cost. Not to you, at least. And it's so cute. Makes me wish that I had taken off your spandex suit and fucked you myself. Slid my tentacle inside you and listened to your hiccup noises of pleasure while you take me. Oh, it seems we're just going to have to settle for this until we get back to the port, aren't we? Yeah. Once we get back, I'll fuck you how you deserve, my lamb. I'll even let you feel me inside you. Isn't that nice of me? Your mouth would look so pretty stuffed full of me. Drool leaking out on either side as you gag on it. struggling to swallow all of it, not wanting any part to go to waste or not get a little bit of affection from you. I can already see how your eyes would well up with tears, how I would take my extra long tongue and lick up each and every one of those drops, swallowing them one by one. You wouldn't even be able to look at me, would you? Feeling so flustered as you got closer. Just hearing about it is enough to drag a whine out of you. Your hips bucking up against my thigh, rocking even harder against me. Yes, you feel so good, so happy when you're pinned underneath me. Yes, that's it. That's right. Keep it up, little lamb. You're doing such a good job of fucking yourself. Yes, you are. You're so pretty when you're falling apart from the pleasure like this. You can't get enough, can you? I didn't think so. It's been far too long for you, precious. You're feeling too good now to stop. Your pleasure continues to grow. You can feel your need to orgasm slowly getting closer. It's been so long since you felt the touch of someone else, even if it happens to be an alien. My glowing eyes staring down at you. None of my four eyes ever leaving you. Watching how your body responds so lewdly to my touch. How your mouth parts as you beg me for more. Oh, you're so good for me, lamb. If you were going to be this well-behaved, I would have invited you back to my quarters every night. There's nothing like a pretty and obedient submissive that makes me weak. Oh, yes. So sweet. Letting out another sound for me. You're so good. No reason to be embarrassed. I don't want you to keep those sounds to yourself. Let them out. If it takes me pressing my knee a bit harder against you, starting to rub it against you while your hips continue to rock, then that's what I'll do. It's not too much for you, is it? I didn't think so, precious. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to come in no time. I can feel it. Grinding against my knees so quickly. Unable to stop the sounds you're making. I don't even know if you're aware that you're making them. So lost to your own pleasure. All you can think about is how good you're feeling right now. How nice it is to have someone else touching you, helping you get off. You've missed this. And I don't blame you. Considering how long it's been for you, I'm impressed with how long you've lasted. You're doing a very good job, little lamb. Captain is so proud of you, precious. You're going to make me even prouder and come on command, aren't you? You're just waiting for permission. I know you are. Such a good crew member. You can't even fathom disobeying your captain, even though I don't have a ship anymore. It's been drilled into you, hasn't it? You're always going to do what I tell you, aren't you? That's right. That's a good little lamb. Keep it up. Keep grinding your hips against me, just like that. Yes. The throbbing is so hard to ignore as you get closer. You can feel the need to come growing with every swipe of your hips against me. My thigh presses further into you, watching you clench your eyes shut as you let out a whine of pleasure. Is it overloading your senses? Oh, it's okay. It feels so good to be touched by someone else, to have someone else taking care of you. Oh, it feels so amazing that you could cry, couldn't you? Your desperation gets clearer as the seconds tick on. You're trying so hard to be good for me, trying so hard to be good for your captain. It's so cute. If you try your best to not come, then you'll earn that orgasm and you'll get to keep being on your best behavior. Really, it's for the best. Yeah. Oh, it's so sweet. You're absolutely adorable little lamb. So good for your captain, precious. Yes, you are. You must feel amazing right now, don't you? And you want to come, don't you? Then come for me, little lamb. You've been so obedient for your captain. This is your reward. You've earned this. You deserve this, little lamb. Come for me. Come for your captain, just like that. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, good job, precious. You did so good. Oh, made your captain so very happy. Yes, you did. I'm so proud of you. Took everything that I asked of you in stride. You even came in your little spacesuit. How are you feeling after you've orgasmed? Are you feeling better? Are you feeling happier? You look happier now. Not as nervous to be alone with me. I told you there was nothing to worry about. I told you I would take care of you. A captain always takes care of her crew. Being that pent up can only lead to mistakes. It's not healthy for you, little lamb. When you first started traveling on spaceships for long periods of time, did anyone take you under their wing? Now it's all starting to make sense. Okay. No one took you under their wing, so you don't know the dangers of not having a stress relief partner aboard. You were unaware that that is one of the most basic needs we're supposed to help you take care of. I guess the only thing I can do as your captain, moving forward, is to take you under my wing. Personally, once we get back to port, I'll show you how to properly live aboard a ship, okay? Great! I guess that makes you my new second in command, huh?